Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth. Once again, we are welcoming you to Radio Biafra live transmission on this very day, the 20th day of June in the year of our Lord 2014. Wherever you are, we welcome you by saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially those brave Biafrans in the far eastern part of the world. As always, we say here on this very radio station that as long as we welcome you, it is also your duty, your responsibility to welcome other people as well by going to www.radiobiafra.co. If you go to www.biafrarestoration.com, if you go to biafravoice.com, if you go to peopleofbiafra.org, if you go to indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, if you go to biafratelevision.co, if you have downloaded free Radio Biafra app, you should be able to receive Radio Biafra. And more critically, if you are on satellite, if you are following us on satellite, then as always, you should be able to receive Radio Biafra. If you have not had one installed, please make sure you call the office line of the Indigenous People of Biafra to make sure that your family and your loved ones here at home are able to have one. Our line, as always, will be open after our presentation of headlines and accompanying news summary. And without fail, we make sure that our program is interactive because you speak from one country, your voice will be heard all over the world. The systems with which we use to broadcast Radio Biafra is phenomenally small, especially the one that we move about the whole world with. But we have everything encapsulated in what we are doing. Therefore, we are able to do things that other people cannot do. They can't even dream of doing it. That is why we are exceptional. That is why we are formidable. And that is why we demonstrate every blessed day that we are called by Chukwu Abiama to do this very work and not man. The number with which you can get hold of us when our lines open is +234 8100904599. I repeat, +234 8100904599. We are coming to you live and direct. We are ensuring that everything humanly possible is being done to make sure that this very restoration drive that we're involved in, that we accomplish it within record time. Everything we have pledged to you, everything we have promised you, we have delivered, we have accomplished, we have almost completed, so to speak. The ones in the pipeline are there for a reason. We move on. And as we march on in this very struggle, we are revealing the traitors and the saboteurs this side of the struggle. And we are not having anything to do with them as we march on. We studied things very, very carefully. We know where we failed between 67 and 70. We are not intent on repeating previous mistakes. Those of them that came into Biafra because of power tussle, those of them that came in because they couldn't find anybody to control, those of them that came in because they wished to be relevant, they are being weeded out, they are being removed. They can grumble, they can complain for 4 or 5 days, and then after that we march on relentlessly towards where we are going. The number, once again, with which you can get hold of us when our lines open, of course, people are beginning to call us already, is +234 8100904599. Also, our office line, the office line of the Indigenous People of Biafra, we answer to Biafrans all over the world. Should you wish to contact the office to find out what you can do in support of this very restoration drive which we have embarked upon, the number to call is +234 9094665824. I repeat, +234 9094665824. Our march is relentless. That is the office line. We are also on Skype. Simply add Radio Biafra, all one word in lower casing, Radio Biafra, to your Skype contact list. There you should be able to make contact with us. We are on Tango, we are on Viber, we are on WhatsApp, on +234 8100904599, +234 8100904599. You can either call us through Tango or Viber or message us via WhatsApp. If your message is as interesting as the ones we have been receiving today, then we will read it out. You must bear with us. We are moving ahead. We are relentless. Our march is relentless. And this is Radio Biafra. You must bear with us. We must continue in our presentation this very evening, which may be truncated. We are not sure yet. We ask you to keep faith with us. We intend to broadcast this evening for about 2 hours. We present our news headlines and then we take your calls. We will be able to close today around 9 p.m. and then hand over to London. UTMFO will be able to take you on from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. This is Radio Biafra, and my name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of this very radio station, and by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama and no other, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, I welcome you, and as we do so, broadcasting to the entirety of humanity all over the world, we ask you, please, whatever it is that you're doing, to ensure that you join us, to ensure that you participate, to ensure that you go out to evangelize, to ensure that you go out there to preach the restoration of Biafra without fear before our enemies, because as we are here, we remain without fear before our enemies. Everything that we are doing, all that we intend to do, all that we are going to do in the future, all that we represent, all that we intend to represent in time to come, is the freedom of our people, the restoration of Biafra in truth and honesty. And as long as we remain incorruptible, as long as we anchor this very project upon truth and honesty, it may not sound very palatable sometimes. Some of the things that are being put out in the public may not sound very pleasant, but we are laying the template of the new Biafra to come. We are not, I repeat, going to repeat the mistakes of the past. All those things that we did in the past that caused us to fail, we are not interested in repeating them. That is why we must do all we can within our capacity to make sure we root out everybody who is involved in the, how can I put it, in dragging back what we are trying to do. All of them who are responsible for making sure that what we are doing is clouded and shrouded in criminality, they will not succeed. We have no truck with them. We do not wish to relate with them, and they can never partake in what we are doing. We welcome each and every one of you wherever you are, regardless of what you're doing, regardless of what the time is where you are. We are welcoming you to Radio Biafra Live Transmission. If at some point the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Memezu, wishes to join us, of course, he can join us via the normal studio line, please. That studio line is +234 8100 904 599. That is the number once again, +234 8100 904 599. We shall proceed without hesitation to present the news headlines and accompanying news summary. But before I do so, I must reiterate the importance of all the various heads of department we have serving the indigenous people of Biafra. We are the indigenous people of Biafra. This very radio station, Radio Biafra, is here to serve the interest of those of them who are pure at heart. We are not here to represent any parochial interest. Everything we do is in the open. Sometimes people may not like our style or our approach, but it has been working so far, and we intend to intensify it until we get to where we are going. And our destination is Biafra. We welcome you once again wherever you are. This is Radio Biafra. And on this very day, the 20th day of June in the year of our Lord 2014, with the time standing at approximately 8.5 minutes past the hour of 7 p.m. here in the evening, we must welcome each and every one of you, and we shall proceed straight away to the headlines by reporting this very evening that more lies, that is the only thing that this place is founded upon, deceit and lies. The deception is unrelenting. That is why every shred, every aspect of life is imbibed with corruption. That is why nothing works here, why there is no electricity, no good roads, why people cannot find decent employment, why the school system is abhorrently bad, why every blessed day people suffer in the name of trying to eke out a living. More lies by Okonji Iweala to protect the very useless Jonathan's corruption for 2015 as KANU votes deal with Mohammed Abacha. Jonathan is going to cut a deal with the devil by releasing Abacha, Abacha's loot, that is, instead of the son of Abacha to be in prison having embezzled money, Jonathan is lending a very strong credence to the view being held all over the world that he is presiding over a very corrupt and immoral regime. Jonathan has sealed his fate. by going to court a deal with the Abacha family, with Abacha's son, a brutal dictator that siphoned billions upon billions upon billions of naira from this very place. He can keep all the loot, and who knows, one day become the PDP chairman. After all, Omar Odikio came back and was rehabilitated well enough to join the PDP. Maybe the only badge of honor you require to join PDP is to be a very corrupt human being. We continue. We are also reporting today the bad and the ugly side of APC convention, what transpired at APC, and how they did not marginalize, how they used their broom to sweep away also called Igbo, Riverine, Delta, South, South, Southeast politicians. They used their Yoruba broom to sweep all of them away, and they have now come back crying. The same thing that we told them will happen, it has now happened, and we don't feel sorry for them at all. We are reporting a possible surge in the ocean and the Trestings Kuluama community in Bayelsa State. Kuluama community in Bayelsa State being threatened by ocean surge. I have my own spiritual interpretation of what is happening in and around that very area, and I shall present that to you later when we give you the news in greater detail. We are also saying this evening that Rolly George, the wife of the Yoruba ex-convict Bode George, is to head the NDLEA. If you want to head anything here, you must have your family steeped in corruption. Once you are corrupt, once you're a killer, once you are a murderer, you are guaranteed a very lucrative government position. In the case of those of them using the name of Biafra to cheat, those people who are too poor and too hungry, you don't know that people who are poor can be activists, yes, but not when you are hungry. You cannot be hungry and fighting for the liberation of your country. That is what is happening to us. And also in the zoo, if you take it to its wider context, if you are corrupt, you find resonance, you find home in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. Whereas if you're honest, if you're straightforward, you will be cast and rendered asunder. We are also reporting today that the expired Zoological Republic feeding on oil coming from Biafra land, Shell is today in court in the United Kingdom over oil spill. These are some of the things we should be doing, which we have not done. Upon my return to London, we shall see what we do about it if and when I return to London, because there is still quite a lot of work to do here. If and when is the word. A fool's cry. How APC frustrated me, according to Chibika Amaechi, the Rivers governor of Rivers State, because he said he's not Igbo, but his name is Chibuike Amaechi, and he's saying he's not Igbo. That is the type of nonsense we see. As we said, that is our news headlines today. The rest of it we presented to you during our AM broadcast this very morning, which we brought to you live and direct without any interruption. We are also confirming today that our systems are okay. We are not experiencing any form of interruption at all. Everything we are putting together is working according to plan. There is no problem at all. And now the news in greater detail. World Bank is to assist in monitoring utilization on targeted projects programs. President Goodluck Jonathan on Thursday constituted an inter-ministerial committee to manage this 167 million euros expected to be returned to the zoo from the government of the Principality of Liechtenstein as part of the looted funds recovered from the Abacha family. The Minister of Finance Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala confirmed on Thursday in Abuja that Nigeria would receive the recovered funds latest by June the 25th. She also explained that the federal government of the Zoological Republic, calling itself Nigeria, withdrew 100 billion stolen funds charges against Mohammed Abacha, son of Sani Abacha, to ease the return of the 36 billion. In other words, you give him 446 billion in order to return 36 billion. That is the mathematics of those of them that run the affairs of the monkeys that inhabit the zoo. We must continue. She also explained that the federal government of the zoo withdrew 100 billion stolen funds charges. They charged Mohammed Abacha with stealing 100 billion. Out of that, they said, you can keep that one as well. whilst we return only 36 billion. To ensure that the recovered money was put into the best use to benefit of all Nigerians, Mrs. Okonjo-Iweala said the president had directed the committee to immediately identify the best projects and programs to spend the funds on. You must understand this very carefully. If you're struggling with English language, then you need help, because the implications of this very news is far-reaching, and the consequences disastrous for anybody that still harbors any shred of confidence in this very hopeless creation, this very satanic enclave created by Frederick Lugard. What this man is saying, in effect, the president of the zoo, Jonathan, who incidentally studied zoology, what Jonathan is saying is that they do not trust any one department or anybody in government to handle these funds coming from Liechtenstein. Therefore, a committee is going to be set up. Therefore, if that is the case, Jonathan, what has been happening to all the money accruing from the sale of crude oil? That means that money is being stolen. If you cannot handle a paltry 36 billion in the context of what is happening in the zoo, how else are you going to be able to manage the economy? That is the question we are asking today. Jonathan is constituting a committee to bring back money from a place called Liechtenstein. Liechtenstein is like Owerri North local government area. Owerri North local government is greater than Liechtenstein. But we are there begging them to give us the money. Look at a Hausa man in charge and in power for very many years. At least he understood where Liechtenstein was to go and hide money there, the Abacha family. Jonathan is saying that the 36 billion expected to be repatriated from Liechtenstein, they cannot manage it. Jonathan does not trust himself or any department to manage it. He doesn't trust any head of the department you have in the zoo to manage the money. He had to form a committee to make sure that the money is spent judiciously. So what has been happening to all the money being collected, all the VAT, all the taxes being paid, the sale of crude oil? What has become of all these things? Nobody knows. Jonathan is saying that he does not know where the money being generated in the zoo is going to. That is why he needs to set up a committee to oversee the disbursement of 36 billion, which I can assure you that money will still find its way back to the same account in Liechtenstein. It comes here, it goes back. These are people claiming they love their country. These are people claiming that they are black and proud. They want Nigeria to celebrate diversity in unity, all that rubbish. Why are you putting hard-earned money that should go into the alleviation of poverty in foreign bank accounts? They use the same money to build industries, to give you back as loan. You take it with interest on top of it, your own money as well. Black people, they don't cease to amaze me. You claim you are the president of an African country fighting to remove your people from poverty, disease, and want. The little money that you're getting that you should be using to invest in key infrastructure, you take it back to the white man's bank, the same people you claim you got independence from. In what way does that make any sense to anybody? We continue. The Southeast and South-South recorded very scanty delegates. The maiden national convention of the All Progressives Congress, APC, held at the Eagle Square last Friday night in Abuja. Like the typical large political gatherings in the zoo, it commenced on a shaky note. The convention, which was expected to have started at about 3 p.m., did not commence until 9 p.m. in the evening. These are the people hoping to go into power. We want people to understand the type of mess we are in the Zoological Republic. These are grown-up men. They travel abroad. Their flight is on time. Anywhere they're going to for any meeting or appointment, they are there on time. But when it comes to their own, a meeting slated to start at 3 p.m. eventually commenced at 9 p.m. at night. Typically African, isn't it? And their timekeeping. At about 3 p.m., many delegates, particularly those of them who are from the Southeast, we are yet to get the accreditation. Journalists, we are not spared from the apparent lack of preparedness by the organizers. Many delegates from Ebonyi and Anambra State had accused their leaders of shortchanging them. Some able delegates accused the former chairman of the defunct All Nigeria People's Party (APNP), Dr. Bonayon, of deliberately shutting them out by withholding their accreditation tags. Bonayon is a nobody. He is a nobody. These are the Hausa agents within our midst. They are here to make life hell for you. And we told you about APC. It is only right now that these things are coming to the fore, so you will understand how decrepit and useless joining Hausa people have become. A surge from the Atlantic Ocean is threatening to submerge Koluama communities in southern Ijaw local government area of Bayelsa State. It was learned that the sea's tidal current rose and overflew its bank and emptied inside the Koluama River. Residents of the communities located on the banks of the Koluama River are reportedly exposed to the waves and tidal current from the sea. Traditional rulers of the communities rushed to Yenagoa, the state capital, yesterday to raise the alarm. The traditional rulers of Koluama clan, S.E. Edimangi, Koluama the First, J.T.C. Legeno, Koluama the Second, N.E. Oboyinbiri, Mienye, decried the development. They traced their woes to the activities of oil companies in the area, particularly the Koluama Chevron gas explosion and fire in the area on January 16, 2012. I have a question for these people. How is gas exploration and explosion responsible for tidal wave? I don't get it. Where did they get the arithmetic from? That a gas explosion on a piece of solid ground is somehow responsible for the surge in tidal waves. No. The surge in tidal waves is as a result of some of you not believing in Biafra. The fact that you are suffering in all these areas is as a direct punishment from Chukwu Abiama for not believing in a project that he personally ordained. You put your faith in Hausa Fulani people. You said Igbos were your problem. Now you're blaming the sea. You're blaming Shell. I don't know who else you're going to blame, but we must continue. Our work doesn't end until we get Biafra. These are signs of warnings to our people, those of them inhabiting the riverine areas, those of them in the so-called Niger Delta and South-South. This is a warning. Worse is coming unless you embrace Biafra. If you don't embrace Biafra, the pain and the suffering and the punishment you're going through will continue in perpetuity. We continue. President Goodluck Jonathan today appointed Mrs. Rolly Bode George, the spouse of People's Democratic Party chieftain and ex-convict Bode George, into the sensitive job of Director General of the National Drug Law Enforcement Agency. My dear Lord, somebody whose husband is an ex-convict, people who are actively involved in drug peddling, they have been called to head the Drug Law Enforcement Agency. Only Goodluck Jonathan could come up with such a thing. Only the very imbecilic and weak, decrepit government of Jonathan can think of such rubbish, because they do not know what they are doing. I feel sorry for Jonathan sometimes. The station and office is beyond him. He thinks that by compensating criminals, by compromising the ideals of what we thought he believed in, by making deals with the devil and cutting corners, that somehow you perpetuate your longevity in office. Things don't quite work that way. A Yoruba woman, the wife of an ex-convict Yoruba man, is in charge of the Drug Law Enforcement Agency. All drug pushers should now go and start peddling as usual, because one of your kind is now in charge of NDLEA. Good luck, Jonathan. Amazing. The first judgment in what lawyers have said could be the largest ever environmental trial will be handed down today, being Friday. This will set the parameters for a lawsuit against energy giant Shell brought by 15,000 monkeys from the zoo from the Bodo community in the Niger Delta. The community was devastated by two massive spills in 2008 and 2009 from a Shell pipeline. Amnesty International has been campaigning for over 5 years for Shell to clean up the environmental damage it had caused, which has destroyed livelihoods and jeopardized the death of thousands of people living near Shell oil facilities in the Niger Delta. For more than 5 years, the people of Bodo have been living day by day with the devastating consequences of these spills, said Joe Wesby of Amnesty International Corporate Accountability Campaigner. We have to go to Amnesty International to seek redress and to seek help. And we thank Amnesty for bringing this very case to the court. But it's quite interesting, isn't it? Is it not the same shell that Ojukwu said no to? They said they will kill all of us. Because Harold Wilson, the then Labour Prime Minister, had a stake in British Petroleum. You said you would kill all of us. You succeeded in killing 3.5 million people because of this oil. You went to the so-called Niger Delta of today, South-South, as they wish to call themselves, and you convinced them. You said an Igbo man is their problem. If you remove an Igbo man from your life, steal their properties in Port Harcourt, you will be better off. Is that not what you told them? What is happening today? Who destroyed your lives and properties in Bodo? They call it in Bayelsa. I'm waiting to hear. Is it an Igbo man or an Igbo woman? Or is it that your old friend called Shell that came to kill you? Who bombed Odi? Is it an Igbo man? No, it's Obasanjo, a Yoruba man that told you that Igbos are your problem. Who killed Ken Serowiwa? An Igbo man? The answer is no. A Hausa Fulani man, Mohammed Abacha. The same thing we are giving you now as an example is what is happening in the Biafran movement all over the world. Some of you fathered by Hausa Fulani men don't want to hear the truth. Some of you don't want to acknowledge that there are some things that indigenous people of Biafra are doing which you can never do, not in a billion years. What we have accomplished, you cannot accomplish it forever and ever, even if you live to be 1,000 years old. You can't do it. It's just like asking people of the zoo to have regular power supply. Do you think that is possible? It's never possible. Asking them to have decent education, is that possible? The answer is no. Asking them to eradicate rampant and ravaging corruption, the answer is no. You cannot do it because you don't have it inside you to do. We must continue to present Radio Biafra the only way that we know how. Shell is in court. I thought they would say that Bodo local government took an Igbo man to court for destroying their land. Oh no. They are taking Shell to court. Shell is in very big trouble along with the people that own the land. There is a tidal wave coming. As you're dealing with oil spill, there is also a tidal wave hitting you very, very hard. We must continue. A fool's cry, APC frustrated me, according to Amechi. The embattled governor of River State, Rotimi Amechi, has finally opened up on his frustrations in the opposition APC party against the backdrop of the party's recently concluded national convention held in Abuja. Before now, other APC leaders had made similar complaints against the conduct of the convention and its outcome, which they said fell short of ordinary democratic norms. According to an online publication, the NigerianGazette.com, the River State governor said he was roundly betrayed by former Lagos State governor and leader of the opposition party, Senator Bola Tinubu, alongside former military head of state General Muhammadu Buhari, in his quest to become an elected national officer of the APC. We are still continuing on this theme. Those who don't want to identify with Biafra, those who said that cooperating with their nearest cousins and their brothers, the Igbo people, is a very bad thing. Mr. Amechi, who betrayed you? You said it is Bola Ahmed Tinubu, a Yoruba man. Who betrayed you? You said it is Muhammad Buhari, a Hausa Fulani man. Can you name one Igbo man that betrayed you? Amechi? The answer is no. We are making these facts very clear so that our people understand it. That is our news headlines on this very day and accompanying news summary. Our lines are opened. You can call Radio Biafra. Once you call us, we can and should be able to take your call. And we are going to the line straight away. I don't know who is there. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
This is Emmanuel Ugu from Enugu State.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
This is a guy who wants to be a volunteer from Biafra. I collect your number from overseas. I'm interested in Biafra. I'm in Enugu presently as I'm talking to you right now. I'm in Abo. we need the local government.
Yes. So what do you want to do? You say you want to volunteer as part of the Biafran
Army? I want to be a volunteer.
You want to be a volunteer? And you are where now, precisely, please?
Presently, I'm in Abo right now. I'm talking to you.
Abo?
Yeah, in Udi local government.
In Udi local government area.
Yeah, Enugu state, yeah.
Wonderful. I am going to give you a telephone number to call. You will speak to the person who is responsible for our recruitment, and they will be able to guide you on what you're going to do next.
Okay.
The number you're going to call is the office line of the Indigenous People of Biafra, plus 234-909-46. Yes.
Just take it easy. Let me be putting it down.
909.
Okay, wait. Oh yeah, 909.
466.
466.
5824.
5824.
That is correct. That is it. 090.
Yeah.
94.
090. No, you made a mistake.
I did not make a mistake. I gave you the name, the number, the way we normally do it.
Let me repeat the number to you so that you can know whether I'm correct or not.
Go ahead.
909.
No, it's 0090.
You made a mistake.
I did not. I gave it to you because we used plus 234. So if you use plus 234, it is 909-466-5824.
Okay, but if I'm not using plus 234, where should I put?
Zero in front of, before the 9. 090 9466 5824.
Wait, 090. Hello?
94.
Uh huh.
66.
Uh huh. 5.
8. 2-4.
2-4.
Yes, yes.
090. Okay. I get you right. Let me call him.
Okay, call him. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. And our lines are open. If you call Radio Biafra, you will and should be able to speak. And the whole world will hear you. People are volunteering all over the place, left, right, and center. It is our duty to direct them as to where to go. It is also our duty to ensure that we equip them properly when the time comes. We are making that very clear. Our lines are open. And once again, the number with which you can get hold of Radio Biafra is plus 234-810-904-599. I repeat, plus 234-810-904-599. We are also on Skype. If you call us on Skype, you will and should be able to get us. On a day we are reporting the evil that is going on in the zoo, the reason why we want to remove ourselves from it, and the reason why we cannot continue to be in it. If you are corrupt, you are rewarded. If you are a killer, you are rewarded. If you are a convict, you are rewarded. If you are of good conduct and you're very upright, nobody wants to know. That is not the type of country we wish to live in. Biafra has to be different.
The number you gave me is not correct.
It is correct, my dear brother. This is our office line. 090-9466-5824 is correct.
Please wait. We are not quarreling. Just please, kindly call it one by one so that I can put it inside my phone.
I cannot. I don't have the time. If you can't get a pen and paper, then I'm sorry.
We are the same.
We don't have time to waste with people. How many times are we going to call the number for you? How many times? The caller on the phone, please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. They are testing their lines to see if it is working. We are here. It is working. And this is Radio Biafra. If you call us and you have any decent point to make, then you make it.
Please, don't be offended. Don't be offended. Hello?
I'm listening to you. What do you want to say?
Please, repeat the number for me, please. I'm begging, just kindly repeat it for me, please.
090.
Wait patiently.
My God in heaven. These people are so daft. It's untrue. Is this the way we are going to go into the... Jesus Christ. Hi, dear Lord God, have mercy. Things that we come across in this line of duty is beyond me. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra. I don't know who, which one is this? This is +22. I don't know where it is. People are listening. I can't understand for the life of me. If you have nothing to say, you have nothing to say. Please do not clog up our lines needlessly. If you have nothing important to say, if you have something important to say, you then proceed and say so. This is Radio Biafra. We are here every blessed day, 7 a.m. in the morning and 7 p.m. in the evening, because our march towards our restoration is relentless. Absolutely relentless. There is nothing. I don't know why this person keeps calling us, for goodness sake. I can't for the life of me understand why they are calling to ask for a number. Go and get a pen and paper. They won't get it. They want to type in their number on their phone live on air. The time you are using to be calling Radio Biafra, go and look for a pen and paper. If you look for a pen and paper, then we should be able to accept you, accept your calls, and then be able to move on. As of now, you are not serious, and there is nothing we are going to do about it. Please, the caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They can't hear me. I don't know if we are having some sort of galore, a Yoruba galore or something like that, or people pretending they want to be part of what we are doing in order to clog up our lines. We hope that that is not the case. We continue with our work because our work is relentless. If you're joining us for the very first time, this is Radio Biafra. We are transmitting to you live and direct. These very people should stop clogging up our lines, for goodness sake. I don't know what this man is doing. Go and find yourself a pen and paper. We are reporting on this very day what we are going to do to get Biafra in truth and honesty. In truth and honesty. I don't know. Do we have a caller on the phone?
Hello, good evening, sir. Yeah, I can hear you. Hello, I can hear you.
I hope you're not going to ask for a number, are you?
No. No.
Please go ahead.
I'm back here, sir.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Okechukwu Obi from Manchester. Good evening, sir, director. God bless you so much for what you're doing for us. And I'm so appreciating your good work, your encouragement and inspiration. In fact, you're a role model for us, the Biafran people. I want to tell the Biafran people today that the way you speak to us, what you say, and how I presented the case, you know, regarding how we can speak, you know, to our people outside. I spoke to people today and yesterday. In fact, when I told them the state we are in, they were so marveled and they really, really want to jump on board, you know. These people don't come to our meeting, but I spoke to them during the time of our rally. So I went back to them and told them that the state we are in now is the state of raising funds for the Biafran defense. So they were asking me whenever we are ready, I should come to them, you know, and one of them will be coming with me on to the meeting on Sunday, to our meeting here in Manchester.
So that's very good.
I want to tell our people that after we might have shared this money and, you know, pay it off, let us do a mass like the way we campaign, you know, print flyers and speak to people regarding our rally last time. So also we're going to do a second phase of getting money from people who are not coming to our meeting, both in Igbo meeting. However, we can be able to do that. After getting this 8 million, we can be able to get, you know, other money, you know, from them, in order that as you people are using the money, as you said, that as you are shooting the bullet, that the is going, and you will still need more money. So we can be able to raise money in this way again. You know, because many places in Europe, like here in the UK, you can't go on the street with pockets, you know, to collect money for anything if you don't have a charity number. But we can meet Biafran people with either with books or with envelopes, printed something about Biafra, and then speak to them. I'm not saying that this is another, this is not about the 8 million. This is an additional way of getting money from Biafran communities, you know, and the lovers of freedom all over the world.
So, yes, I agree with you. We must be, the campaign should be ongoing. We shouldn't stop. Our campaign should be ceaseless. All the time. There are only two people in this very struggle. Those that volunteer themselves, as our brother who was looking for a telephone number, and those that support them. That is all. So your ideas are welcome, and I love it. And continue to evangelize, continue to preach. Thank you very much for opening our lines today and making sense out of it as well. We have a caller on Skype, is that correct?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Your name and where you're calling from?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, my director. Good day, Biafran. My name is Michael Elochukwu Okeke from North here, Anambra State, Biafraland. I live in Moscow. Right.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
Director, I have a little question or something that bothers me a bit. I want to ask you precisely because I want to know. The Biafrans fought a war for 3 years because they want self-independence. And the Hausas and the Fulanis in 60 to maintain one Nigeria.
Yes.
The same cause they fought for is exactly what the Fulani are doing now. And I want to ask, what is holding Jonathan from allowing the Mohammedan Emirate to go their way so that Biafrans can be on their own? Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you, my dear brother. The only thing holding this same Azikiwe was what held the other Azikiwe as well. It is the crudest form of power grab. Do you know that power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely? He sees himself as the president of a larger body, a collection of monkeys and chimpanzees. Infinite, some are saying 160 million. I don't know where they got their figures from. So why would you leave such a big empire to concentrate in a very small place? That is all. He is there. He's in power. The power has gotten to his head. In his wildest dreams, he never dreamt of one day becoming even a deputy governor. Talk less of making it as the president of the zoo. Today, that is what is in his head. I want to be in power. After the second term now, you will see them trying to amend the constitution so that he can continue in power for as long as money is coming. That is all. That is all there is to it. The wife wants to be, patience wants to be known as the first lady. It is the trappings of power, office, that is all, nothing more, nothing less. Anything they hold on to, they don't want to let go. That is why. And he will die in his stupidity. I can assure you that. That is all, my dear brother. That is the reason why he's there. He wants to be rule a large place like Nnamdi Azikiwe before him. Azikiwe wanted this big empire with Hausa people, with Alakoba and Yoruba, where he will be the lord and master. Until they played him at his own game. To tell him he wasn't that clever after all. They started by kicking him out of Yoruba land from Ibadan. Yorubas pursued him from here. He ran to Enugu and messed things up for us by sacking Eyoita. And from there, he never gained relevance again until the day he died. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you. I believe I've answered your question. Thank you very much.
You did. Thank you so much.
Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We are continuing. Our lines are open. Our Skype line is open, so also is our telephone line. If you have anything to say at all, regardless of how unacceptable it may appear, you are more than welcome to do so. If you're joining us, please ensure that you turn your systems down. Ensure that when you call Radio Biafra, that your lines are off. We have a particular individual calling and asking us for a number on the line. He keeps calling. He keeps calling. I feel sorry for him. Because we know his number. We're not going to take his call anymore. Because anytime we pick his call, all he wants to do is to ask us for telephone number to say it so he can put it in his phone live on the air. Oh, dear Lord, our people. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. Their line is not very, very secure. Do we have a caller on the phone?
Yeah.
Your name and where you're calling from, please.
I'm calling from Switzerland.
And what is your name?
My name is Chijoki. Chiago Zia. Oyenegu State.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, we're not going to Aburu because this is not this our movement. So more na cho ndo to I didn't get the moon so here. Come to have participate on your own.
But we have our people in Switzerland. You are in Switzerland. Which part of Switzerland? Which town are you in?
Yeah, I'm from Monique, Colonel Orton. And Orton, they are very sad now. So, I'm going to coordinate on around Delemon or Gibben.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
I'm going to contact either Gibben, Delemon.
Okay, are you on Facebook?
I'm on Facebook.
So go to Biafrans in Switzerland. Go to Biafrans in Switzerland.
Okay.
Once you do that, you should be able to have them. Yes, okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you and God bless you. We have a caller on Skype. This caller, your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra.
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, please. Your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Darrington Christian Ikechukwu.
And where are you?
I'm calling from Barcelona, Spain.
From Barcelona in Spain. Please go ahead and turn your system down. The world is listening. Go ahead.
I'm from Sugar in
State. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
There's something I want to tell you. Hello?
I'm listening, please. The world is listening. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
I want to talk about concerning the young man that is asking you for number. You confused the young man at the first time. You gave him the international number, which you know that Nigerians don't add +234. That's why he made a mistake at the first time. And to correct that mistake, he was confused. Please, if you can kindly give him that number again, we need the man, please.
Do you know him?
I don't know him. He's a Biafran.
How do you know you need him? He said, was Rikana a Biafran? He's a Ochwalochi. He's laughing. He said, was it going to be exactly? Exactly. You cannot call a radio station over 9 times. I asked you go and get a pen and paper. He couldn't go. Every time so if you confuse somebody in the beginning and you later try to correct the person and they don't want to accept it, then what do you do? I said 090. Is that not simple enough? After that, he said, you go back to 6 or 4 and say, give it to me again. Are we here to play or are we serious? Go and get a pen and paper. Pen and paper and write the number down. Not coming on the air to impute a number on the same phone you're using to call us. What type of nonsense is that? Are we playing games or is it because anybody can reach us when they want to call us? That there is no longer a game for what we are doing. Thank you very much for that. Thank you for calling. The caller on Viber, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay.
Can you hear me? The caller on Viber, turn your system down, please. Turn it down.
Okay. This is Ben Warie. Calling from Malaysia.
Ben from Malaysia. Warie, go ahead.
Okay. I have a suggestion to make. I have two suggestions to make. My first suggestion is, I believe so much in spiritual. We will choose a day, either the first of every month, to have all the whole Biafra in diaspora should choose it. The first of every month, we have fasting and prayer. Then after that fasting and prayer, that December 1st, the radio presentation that they are supposed to be, all people that participated in that praying and fasting is supposed to be more of spiritual. That is my first contribution. Then another contribution I have to make is this. You know, you people have so much thing about putting our radio in the Nigeria, in the eastern side. So I suggest that you people should announce it in the churches. In the churches, letting people know, like as my father is. If my father is sick and he hear anything about Biafra, he will wake up. If you people made that announcement in the churches in Biafra land, many people will buy it and they will know, because I called my wife and told her that is the Biafra, because I'm just new in Malaysia. I'm just about 3-4 months now. So when I come, our coordinator, Antonio Bilo, I met with him. I become a coordinator in our zone here. I become a coordinator in our zone, in one of the zones in Malaysia here. So I think if the radio of it in the churches, it will go a long way to make people know about Biafra in Nigeria.
Yes, I agree. I accept what you're saying. But you are from somewhere. You are from a village, is that correct?
Yeah.
You come from... Why don't you phone your village and tell them that as a son of this very place, I am telling you that I am listening to Radio Biafra. What can you do to receive it? How can I help you to receive Radio Biafra where you are? Why don't we do it that way?
Okay.
What you said is correct, but we also need to do it by word of mouth and propagation, because that way it sinks in more. The message sinks in more. It sinks in more. We are telling people every blessed day. We rallied all over the world. Don't we come from villages? Don't we come from small hamlets or kindred? Why can't we call home to tell those who are at home what we are doing? Do we have a caller on the phone?
Yes, yes, yes. Good evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you're calling from, please.
Because I'm calling from Libya.
You're calling from Libya. What is your name?
My name is Sunday.
Your name is Sunday who?
Apollos Chidi.
Which one is your surname? Is it Chidi or Apollos or Sunday? Which Apollos. One is your father's name?
Apollos.
Please go ahead. Your father's name is Apollos.
Yes.
Is your father from Greece?
No. Oh, you want man to call him?
And his name, your family name is Apollos.
Yes.
Please go ahead.
Because I'm communicating Igbo.
What is wrong with English?
Okay, one minute, because don't be angry with me.
No, I'm not angry. You are in Libya.
Okay.
You are in Libya speaking, yes. And the whole world is hearing you. And we want everybody listening who can pick up any grain of English to be able to hear what you're saying. All the governments of the world are listening to Radio Biafra this very minute. Hausa, Yoruba, everybody, Ifiki, Bibio, everybody is listening to this very program. Don't you want them to hear what you're saying?
I want them to hear what I'm saying.
Then speak in English. Then speak English, please. Go ahead.
Okay, no problem. And I saw the number. I was on Facebook. I saw the number. I said, let me talk to my people, because what you guys are doing is very, very good and encouraging. I love that. I just want to say, keep it up. God bless Biafra. Biafra, I am. Biafra, I will be.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Very simple. We have a caller on Skype. Is that correct? This caller on Skype, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. They are gone. There's somebody called Daniel Johnson. I don't know if he's a Yoruba man. Only God can tell where this will come from. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello?
Can you hear me? Turn your system down. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype? No, not very serious at all. Sometimes they are not serious. It's in our nature sometimes not to take things very seriously. This is Radio Biafra. We continue to welcome those who are serious about contributing, but it's not going to make us change our style. We are here to propagate free speech. We want to build it as we go into the new Biafra, that everybody, that you have the right to say whatever thing it is that you wish to say, regardless of the circumstance. We don't think so. We don't think so. Please, people are still messaging me, asking me for our number. And this number, once again, is +234, or for those of you here, 090-9466-5824. That is the number. That's the number to call. Do we have a caller on the phone?
Yeah.
Your name and where you're calling from, please. The caller on the phone. Can you, from Cotonou, can you turn your system down, please? Turn it down.
Okay.
Hey, dear Lord God, have mercy. The caller on Skype, what is your name and where are you calling from? Can you hear me? The caller on the on Skype? No. Not at all. Not at all. Not at all. Not at all. Have you turned your system down? The caller from Cotonou, have you turned it down?
Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Please go ahead.
Yeah. I'm so happy for hearing this.
Yes, go ahead.
About the keys.
I know. Please go ahead and say what you're saying. Don't mind your system.
Okay.
Just say what you want to say. We are waiting to hear from you. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So I'm happy for what I'm hearing, though. Here they are not aware of this, or maybe they are aware of it, but many of them are not following the system. But I assure you from today, yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, I can hear you very well.
Then
now.
Go on and say what you want. Have you finished saying what you're saying? Have you finished?
Yeah. I'm very happy, and I pray that God will bless all of you, and I want you to keep it on, and one day it shall come to pass.
He said,
God bless all Biafras in Jesus' name.
Amen. And God bless you too. We got there in the end. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Good evening, Director.
Good evening, my dear brother. Please, your name and where you're calling from.
Yeah, my name is Ifan Ituku Emmanuel Okoyonkiki. I'm calling from Bergen in Norway.
Thank you very much.
Regarding with what I saw in Facebook today, please, you have been in contact with some so criminal freedom fighters. I want you to bring out all their names like this in one other Biafra. Many people are adding us in Facebook and all that and talking rubbish. I want tell us all their secrets, all those people we are. How many freedom fighters of Biafra do we have? So that we should know the enemies within us, because you have an opportunity to know almost all of them. So we want to know the genuine people about BLC, NLC, because many of us don't know all these people and they talk rubbish on Facebook. So we don't need to add these people as our friends in Facebook. So please, if you can have a time to tell us your commitment with those ones, we know the genuine one, because you have known them by themselves, because we know you as a righteous and truth man. So please know those ones, bring them on the air so that we should be aware of these people.
I will please tell you, Ifani, I will tell you right now, so that everybody listening will understand. BLC was formed by my friend, who is now late. May his soul rest in perfect peace. His name is Longinus Ojiako. He is my personal friend. I had a meeting with him in his office, and after 4 days, he died in a ghastly motor accident. Had Ojiako been alive, some of these children, I would not know them. But because of the promise I made to my friend, I remained loyal and faithful. Not to BLC, to a group, because BLC is an amalgamation of various groups. My friend's group is called the Eastern People's Congress, EPC. That is the name of the group that Ojiako brought into BLC. We have been working very well with them. My dear brother, we paid for their office rent. The indigenous people of Biafra paid for the office rent of where BLC is today, you know where. We bought them laptops, which your former gave to us from Australia. We gave them. We gave them mobile phones. We give them money, pocket money. We took them to meetings and took care of them time after time after time. Then when the issue of the 30th of May came to remember our heroes, we called a meeting of all the pro-Biafra groups in Enugu, which I chaired. Everybody came to that meeting. The place where we were, it couldn't contain us. Everybody came from everywhere to that very meeting. Do you know, at that meeting, there were some people being sidelined by BLC. They did not tell their members that the indigenous people of Biafra, acting through Radio Biafra, paid for their office rent in Owerri. They never told you. Now, when we invited everybody to come, because they have them in segments in Aba, in Ihiala, in Olo, in Onisha, all over the place, all the commanders of all these areas came. Some of them within the hierarchy of BLC said no. Why did we invite those people? We said to them, we want to come together as one family and be able to move forward. If there is any problem, let us discuss it later and thrash it out. They got upset. After the meeting, they left. I went to Owerri to go and see them. And I told them that you must try to bring all those people back. Call a meeting. Let everybody be round the table. I will be at that very meeting. I will chair it. Let us all forge together. You know, all this nonsense about peace and unity, let's move forward. Do you know that the BLC leadership said no? By leadership, I mean only two people said no, that they will not call other people. And now I started asking them, what are you hiding? Why don't you want them to come? It was only when we finalized our preparations for the 30th of May that when I told them that we paid their office rent, their mouths were open. I said to them, don't you know we gave you people computers? I have the pictures to prove it. We gave you mobile phones. We gave you our FM transmitter, which is broken. They never used for one single day. Do you know that is why they are running? The idiot wrote to me a text message asking me for money to run around for 30th of May. And I never replied to him. I still have it till today. Once they have tried and failed, you know our people, they behave like a very scorned and jealous lover, because they no longer have access to what we are doing. His threat to mouth, his very poor mouth, all over the place. I told them that I'm the one that feeds them. If you are a crook, you come to Biafra land, I will fish you out, whoever you are. Once you're a bad person, I will fish you out. I don't mind going into battle with even my own mother and father if I find them to do anything wrong when it comes to Biafra. If you know what I've done wrong, don't speculate. You promised us this. All the promises I gave you, did I not deliver it? Don't we have a boss that we can give to you? We have a boss we can give to BLC. But because of their treachery and the criminality of those of them who are at the top, I have my evidence. Do you know those that came and did the parade for us on that very day, on the 30th of May? BLC. Their commandant was there to command them to accept the flag from our veterans and to hand it over to me. Where we are there. This is the thing. I now know. When I say to people that I know why we failed, believe you me, I know why. I now know how to fish out a saboteur from 1 million miles away. And I will confront you with the truth. That is what they are uncomfortable with, which I pointed out to them. My question to BLC hierarchy is this. Why did you not tell your members that Radio Biafra gave you the money to pay for your office in Owerri? Number one. Number two, what happened to the computers we gave you? Number three, what happened to the mobile phones we gave you? Number four, is there anything we promised you we are going to do we did not deliver? Number five, why are you lying to your members? Why did you not let them to come in to know what you're doing? I rest my case.
Thank you, my brother.
Thank you very much. Very, very simple. You ask us and we explain it in the only way that we know how. People sometimes think that somehow we get fatigued. We get tired of taking all these criminals on. I will say bring it on. As many of you that will come, we will fight each and every one of you. I have all my evidence very clearly laid out on the table. I'm waiting for each and every one of them to come. Because of you people and your criminality, Biafra hasn't come. No group of people has ever taken Biafra this far before, except the indigenous people of Biafra. The reason why we made this progress is because we are truthful people. You can't even answer your own names. You forge, concoct all manner of names, idiots. Biafra calls, Wanda Biafra, Opera Biafra, Obajirigwe Biafra, useless idiots. Who can even be global people? Talking rubbish. Talking nonsense. Men without shame or honor. I have your text message here begging for money. It's here with me. Mad people. Your name and where you are, the caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? No, they can't hear me. I don't think they can. But to my knowledge, our systems appear to be in order and working. The caller on Viber, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Mr. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Please go ahead. Your name and where you're calling from. Your name and where you're calling from. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Your name and where you are calling from. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I'm happy hearing your voice.
Thank you.
I've been longing to speak to you since. It is like number you can use. Unfortunately, not heard the number. I have not been going.
That's Hello? Okay. Please go ahead. We are listening. The world is listening. We are live on air. Please go ahead.
Oh, lovely. So I'm happy that I got this number today. So because I have been worried for not hearing your voice. So I'm part of you, part of the struggle.
That's good.
So I want to know more. So the time we spoke last was we spoke on BVA before. I know how the situation comes to be. So I've been longing. Before I got this number this evening, so I'm happy. I will, I'll be calling. Will I be calling that you'll be on air?
No, you can't. You need to know when the broadcast is on. We broadcast every day, twice a day, in the morning and in the evening.
Oh, which day?
Every blessed day, 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. We are live on air every day, every day. Can you hear me?
From which time to which time?
From 7 a.m. in the morning to 9 a.m. in the evening, from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Okay, lovely. I'm happy. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Please, I hope God is strengthening you people. Eh?
Thank you, and you too. And you too.
That our struggle will, at the end, we will success will be ours.
You say?
Long live Biafra. That our struggle and success will be our own.
Thank you.
Long live Radio Biafra. Long live Biafra.
And you too. Of course, you will live long. Thank you very much, my dear brother. This is Radio Biafra. Some people say that I shouldn't have been replying or replied to one of these. There is something called setting the record straight. We don't reply to them because we want to reply to them. But we have to put the record straight so you can compare like with like. That is the only way you can come to the conclusion if somebody is telling you the truth or not. I don't believe in lies and deception. That is why we are successful today, because we are truthful. We are incorruptible. That is why I hate to see liars and deceivers. I can't stand them. If you like, let every indigenous Biafran turn into a crook. I will fight all of you. I hate criminals. I can't stand them. You're using the name of Biafra to go and lie. You must be mad. Very, very mad. Do we have a caller on Skype? No, we don't. Do we? Yes, the caller on the phone. Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you turn your system? You turn your system down. You're screaming, hello, hello. Turn your system down. When you turn it down, you stop screaming. It works a lot. When you turn your system down, please let us know. This is Radio Biafra. You can reach us via Viber, via Tango. We are also on the phone, and we are also on Skype as well. Once you call us, we should be able to take your call. We have callers all over the place. Please, 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 if you are on hold, try and remain where you are. Do not disengage. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Your name, brother, what is your name?
I'm Ogaden Mawapike.
And where are you calling from?
From Imo State. I'm calling from Spain.
Which part of Spain are you in?
I'm in Madrid.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, please, my brother, I thank you very much. Yeah? You are doing very great. And what I want to contribute is that our people is so difficult to convince, and it's so difficult to even approach to them. You know what I mean? And every time, every day, I keep on telling my friends, and this is our land. Our forefathers have fought for it. And this is our time now to even achieve our success. You know what I mean? And I called my sister in Owerri today. He said they plant another bomb in Wetra Road today. You know what I mean? And the way you look at it now, everywhere is turning up by that. You know what I mean? And the people are still betraying the Igbos. And the people betraying us is still among the Igbos. You know what I mean? What I think in myself, or what I suggest, is that we need to be very, very careful. Even my brother who is in who is in that in Nigeria now, you need to be very, very careful. That are the only eyes I've used to see now, right now. And you need to be very, very careful. Because if anything goes wrong, you know, all hope is lost. You understand me? And as it is now, I'm trying the possible best. I have contacted the guy that called you the other day from Barcelona. And I'm having a contact with him and to see what we can, that's what we can afford. I've been following this radio for over 3 months now. And I'm seeing it that in Spain here now, people are backsliding. Even 85% of people, the Biafrans are in this pain, are backsliding so much. And what I want to let you know is,
why are they backsliding? What do you mean? You mean they were part of us before and they left? I don't understand what you mean by backsliding.
No, why? Okay. I always listen to this radio Biafra. You talk of Germany, people from Britain, people from America, people from all over the world. They are always calling every blessed day and they bringing their own suggestions. But in this pain, it's only few people that always call. You get me? And when I go to that, when I go out and they start approaching to them, they just, I don't know how they take me to. They just do caricature of me or something like that. You understand me?
Did you see what we did on the 30th of May? 2014?
So
hang on. Do you see how we came out all over the world on the 30th of May?
Okay, then.
So
okay.
Why are we concerned? Hang on. Why are we concerning ourselves with those fathered by Hausa Fulani men? I don't understand what you mean. I'm not interested in Hausa Fulani people. I am not interested in them. I am only interested in those who are born Biafrans. The fact that your name is Ifani Chukwu or Okechukwu does not mean anything to me. Anybody can father you. It doesn't mean anything to me. What defines you is when you come out in an issue of Biafra.
My brother, whenever I listen to your speech, I'm very happy and very impressed over that. Do you get me? And here, there are these people, you are very 100% right. There are these people here who fathered by Yoruba, Hausa, so-called, and even when you approach them here, this problem, for example, if you want to do it, my brother will have the men, will have people who can even do it without even looking back. Even this guy who is living in Barcelona now, I even called him, I think yesterday, I speak with him. I even told him that I will see him one of these days for we to plan ahead of what to do, what next to do. But right now, people that is in this Madrid now, I'm trying to let them know that see what is going on, and they need to leave everything they are doing and focus on this. And there is one speech you always make. I always happy about that. Because here we are now, one woman may be comfortable, 100 people, different, are in this area suffering unnecessarily. Why we have heaven on earth on our land? You get me?
Yes.
We have heaven on earth on our country. Why can't we sacrifice ourselves and get what we are looking for? People are here doing a rough, nonsense job in the dust to end up the living, just to eat or pay the house rent, and you have been here. You get me? People are suffering. Where we have honey and the gold in our country. And whenever I make this speech with them, I tell them, this place we are doing, all these people, whatever this Europe has today, at least majority of it come from Africa. You understand me? We are slaves. We are people that we are better than. You understand me?
Yes.
All of us here now are slaves here. These people, when you go out, they call you puta negro. They call you all kind of names. You understand me? They pretend as if they love you. They don't even have even a single one, even inch of love to you. They just even make caricature of you. You understand me? But people don't even reason. If whatever anybody that see himself in this Europe believe that everything is okay. My brother, I can sacrifice myself and make my children be happy. You understand me? How old I have now? Whatever I'm looking for today, how the children will be happy. You understand? I can sacrifice myself to make the children happy. If they are happy today, I will be comfortable whatever I am. But when you are talking to our people, we are ignorant of, I don't know. Our people is 100% difficult to embrace the truth. To embrace it. My sister called me today, in Owerri. Today they planted another bomb in along the Wedra Road, one primary school or something like that. I shout, what is going on in that country? And you can see the handwriting on the wall very clear. This is don't need any glass or you don't need anything to see it. You understand me? But our people here, most especially when you talk of Europe, strength here is one I don't even know. And you were talking the other day, they're only interested in going to naming ceremony, going to birthday party, going to all kind of rubbish. And they can't even concentrate in one thing and achieve it. It makes us to be a coward. Why people look us to be a coward? When they knew that you are from Igbo, they look you as a coward, that you can't even fight for your rights. It's just like somebody is, maybe your father left something for you, and you can't be able to even get it back, or you can't even manage it well. Our forefathers fought for it. At least our parents to at least make sure that at least we make something out of it. You understand me, my brother? You tried a lot. You keep on trying. I know God will strengthen you much and much and much so that at least people hearing your voice every day, often and on, and all the rest of it, I believe people who, well, that, I don't know how to put it now, people that are fired by Igbos, they will understand what you are talking about. You understand me? Because in this pen now, in this pen, my brother, I hear people call from Germany, I hear people call from Malaysia, I hear people call from Senegal, and people all over the world. But in every day, it's very difficult to hear
what is going on here. Even I called the guy in Barcelona yesterday, he told me that he will be here. And I said, that will be very much better and the good. At least, there are people that I always talk to. They say, man, let me forget about it. I'm here in Europe. I live very comfortable. But that's not my problem. That's not my problem. You understand me? That's not my problem. People think that whenever you cross by, my sister, my brother is in no way. Whatever happens to them, affect them. You understand me? Whatever I need to do to make them to stop their movement or to stop the freedom, not anything to happen to them, I will do it. My brother, please, if you are in your trip, please, try as possible as you can to at least button here, at least to have a word with people, or even broadcast from Spain. Let people understand what is going on. People outside Nigeria can do this perfectly. Perfectly. Without no evil. This problem, even when you look at the white man, even when I'm talking to one here, he said, you cannot go. When you're fighting with somebody, those people will come and ask you, what is happening? But without you not fighting with anybody, having quarrel with anybody, nobody will ask you what the problem is. You understand me? They are looking upon us to start something so that they will come. They know the truth. They know the truth. They need at least something tangible to happen for them to come and make it easier for us. My brother, thank you very much for your good work you are doing for us. And I know that God will bless you and nothing will happen to you.
Nothing.
And be very, very careful. Be very, very careful. Be very, very careful. Wherever you go, whatever you do, anything you are doing, be very, very careful. Be very, very careful. Because this eye that you used to see now, if anything happens to it, then what will happen to the rest?
Yes, I understand what you're saying. But something has happened to one of our brothers, Benjamin Onwuka, and we still talk about him and the other 12 people being incarcerated by the Zoological Republic. We are making it abundantly clear that we are seeking for the release of Benjamin Onwuka. One thing I have also learned in this very struggle is that I now know those to trust and those not to trust. Some people came into the struggle looking for relevance. Some of them came into the struggle looking for a way that to arrogate leadership unto themselves. We have seen all of them. All of them from A to Z. We have seen everybody. Now we know those that can handle our secret, and our secret is safe. If we had made the mistake of going forward before with all these people, we would have failed. Envy and greed and jealousy will destroy everything we have built. We have prepared for them. We have prepared now. Now we can't fail anymore. We have seen them. 30th of May was miraculous. We have seen those who are real and those who are fake. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, this is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, my brother. Your name and where you're calling from?
Director, I'm Tutsuko Kurum. I'm calling from Norway.
From Norway? Please go ahead.
Yeah, in Oslo. In Oslo, I come from Imo State, Oslo, Ijaba, Oka government.
Thank you.
Director, like this, my brother does drop you, just call you from Spanish now. You know, there is a little conversation I want to make. You know, like in terms of sometimes our people, you know, when you go out and talk to them, like, as you were saying, you know, like, you know, they start. The branch you talking about against you. Like last week, I went to African store. I saw a lot of our brothers over there. I talk of Biafra, you know. And the way they are talking about me, they say, look at this idiot. Come on, grab there, this dad. I say, man, forget about your flowing beneath years, you know, about the people making a prostitute in Europe, all over Europe. They're chasing their business, chasing pussy all over the places. You know, when they talk about Biafra, because of the useless dirty girls, they are chasing around, you know, they're not against you. You know, Benin girls, they are full of hero everywhere, and they are nothing like Biafra, nothing like Biafra, and they are against Biafra, they're anti-Biafra. When they talk about this, all those, our useless Igbo people that are followed by house out, you know, they will turn against you immediately and say, look at this idiot, come and get out here, what do you want to preach? Man, get out here, people want to spoil and people want to break. I say, man, forget about your children, this dirty
have you, hang on, I don't care who they chase, even if they like, they can chase dogs and monkeys, that is their business. What I find astonishing is this. Why do you spend your time with people who are fathered by Hausa Fulani men? I don't understand it. Biafra is a thing of the spirit. Let me finish, please. Biafra is not something you force anybody to belong to. This very brand of Biafra we are doing, those of them born and living the life of animals in the zoo will not appreciate it. Because we are very, very strict and disciplined. They will cry foul all the time. If they cry foul, we remove them. Simple. And we march on. Don't waste your time with people whose parentage is questionable. There are Biafrans there. Once they receive the gospel, they come with us. Don't bother wasting your time speaking to people. As you said, chasing Benin women. That is their business. As for us, we are here to get Biafra. I don't want to hear the stories of people. We went there, they said no. Some of them are Igbo. What do you expect from an Igbo man? Why do you think there are Hausa Fulani men in Ezeaku today? Why do you think that Hausa Fulani men are telling us not to go to the farm anymore in Udi? Why are they planting bombs in Owerri? Because they know that Igbo men are very weak. That is why. Do you know they have not planted any bomb in Yoruba land? Do you know that?
Do you know that?
The reason why they came to Igbo is because they know Igbo men are weak, diseased of the mind, and very, very gullible. If they're not scavenging for leadership, they are looking for money. One of the two at any one time. What is wrong with them that they cannot follow? What we have done for Biafra in 2 years, they couldn't have accomplished in nearly 40 years. Only two years. More is to come. Thank you very much, my dear brother. I don't want to hear about people who don't want to follow us. I want to hear about those of them, millions following us every blessed day, please. The caller on Skype and where you are, please. Your name will also be very important. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Turn your system down. Can you turn it down, please?
Okay. Is it okay now? Director.
It's better now. Please go ahead. Your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Chukwuma Masun. I'm calling from China. I'm from Ezeaku government in Biafra.
From Ezeaku, your village is under occupation, is that correct?
Yeah.
You're from Ezeaku in Enugu State, is that correct?
Yes, I'm from Ezeaku.
That is the place where Hausa Fulani cattle herders are. Is that true or false?
Exactly, it's true. It's not in there. They are there for a long time.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So, I want to use the opportunity to thank you, our director. Because the work we are doing is very, it's not everybody can do it. I hear so many people that can come and talk anything they want to talk. Some can talk rubbish, or some can talk anything they like. But all, the one thing you understand is that in this world, you cannot do anything that people will say that this thing you have done is very good. Everybody will say that it is okay. They must have an opposition. So in this case, but there are something I want to ask. Why is that in Nigeria government, anybody that steps into that government must change automatically? I'm talking about Okonjo Iweala. Can someone tell me why anybody that steps into Nigeria, into Nigeria federal government, the person must change? The person has to change. Why?
They change because it is a zoo. Nigeria condition you. I have some of my friends that served either as a House of Reps or whatever thing they call themselves, or House of Assembly, or vied for political positions. Some of them were radicals before they went in. Today, there are very few of us still standing talking about revolution. They have all gone and settled and bribed, and they have all gone to sleep, all of them. Compromised, all of them. been to one deity or the other to swear allegiance to Hausa Fulani people, all in a bid to make name and to make money. It is in our nature. That is why Radio Biafra is here to cure all those ills. The zoo is a death trap. If you go in, you cannot come out. You can go in, every sensible person, you can never be the same again.
Yes, yes. So, that is the one thing that baffled me. In other words, I want to talk about those Fulani talking about. I hear one person say last time that his wife is from Udi. They want to know whether Fulani is in their community or in their village. Yeah, that's such a question. Don't talk about such rubbish. If you grow up in village, you must know that Fulani was there. Even before I travel to China, Fulani headmen are in our place. They are there. They are destroying everything. I grew up in village. I didn't just, my father and my mother, they are not in China. We are in village. And as they are talking, if someone wants to verify, the person will call, or the person will go down to Nigeria, because that place, you go back to the house and see what is going on there. Don't just stay in China, or stay in Malaysia, or stay in Europe, or other places. I need to make just call. So that is just rubbish. And another thing I want to comment is about many people are just targeting the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world. Even in China here, we are witnessing such a thing. If you are talking to somebody, the person will tell you that, oh, you are just wasting your money, you are just talking, you are just giving somebody money. Why are you giving Biafra will not call? And Biafra will not call. Even the Christians, even those who are called themselves Christians, they are involved in so that too.
Yes, of course you will have them. Where are all the people fathered by Hausa Fulani men? They are living in China, they are in Spain, they are all over the place. Anywhere you see a genuine Biafran, you see a fake copy of the same person as well. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, if you can hear me, this is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me, the caller on the phone? My goodness me, they are busy doing something else. Or maybe they don't quite realize that they have called us. These are some of the things that we encounter. We are coming to you live and direct. Anytime you put out falsehood about what we are doing, we counter it. It has to be countered, as you remember. So it will be on record. Not somebody says something. Oh, take the moral high ground. Don't say anything. Who told you? You put the record straight. And anytime I love our people, anytime you put them straight, and tell them where they have been lying, they go quiet. They abandon that very thing and start discussing another thing immediately. They think that somehow we are going to relent. If somebody says, oh, let it not be as if you're quarreling, we will quarrel. As much as many people that come forward, very dubious, without a clean heart, we will quarrel. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes.
The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, my director. Good evening, my director. My name is, once again, Wajago Ugochukwu. I'm calling from China.
Thank you. Go ahead.
All right, my director, please, I thank you very much for the job you are doing for our people. And we are so grateful, all Biafrans in the world, that we are alive to witness this age. And like you have rightly said, the name Biafra has been dragged on the mud for a long time by some people like the Wazirike and all those fathered by the Hausa Fulanese who have left our land, who are in our land, who have occupied our land from after the Civil War. They have been there to destroy whatever is left of the Biafrans. And today, what I want to say is that we should really know it, that a lot of these, when you talk about people fathered by Hausa Fulanis. This is not a joke. In Abronji, it is for real. People who are fathered by Hausa Fulanis, they will really stand against Biafra. And like I believe personally, we are Biafrans, the genuine Biafrans. And we are not Christians, because many of our people, many people misunderstand our positions. And they say, oh, they are Christians. These are Muslims. The others fighting them are Muslims. We are Christians. We are not, we are Biafrans. We are not Christians. Biafra is also our religion, because Christianity is something that came to us. And I also want to say that all the imported traditions should be scrutinized, and only the parts that will help us to restore Biafra should be discussed this time and always. The rest of the way, other ways of life which will not help us to achieve Biafra should be removed and put aside until we get Biafra. Boko Haram are killing our and destroying our land, and our people are there fasting for them. Are we really mad? You know, the Zulu has so much destroyed our people that they know nothing more than what the Islamic invaders has planted in them. You always ask why the British gave us the Bible and turned back to unite with the Muslims to kill us. It is because Nigeria to them means crude oil. Crude oil, that's all. The British do not love Muslims, neither do they love Christians. If they do, Christianity will not, if they do love Christianity, I think they will not create the Anglican Communion. They did so, they did create the Anglican Communion because they want to be Brits, not Romans. Director, are you with me?
Yes, of course, my dear brother. I'm listening attentively. You are ahead disrupting people. Please go ahead.
All right, thank you. They always love and want to be themselves. The only reason they collaborate with the Mohammedan Emirate of the Zoo to steal is to steal our land. The only reason they collaborate with them is to steal in our land, to kill us, and to pollute our land and destroy our traditions,
which they
because
have done.
They have nothing to lose,
and they have
they
done.
They have
it.
Nothing to lose while doing. They have nothing to lose while doing all this, and they both have everything to gain while committing these hideous crimes. And at the tail end, in the media and in the international community, they will defend their actions and silence our voices. All this to them, I think, amount to good business. That's
of
it.
Course.
They call it, they have succeeded. They have done good business by destroying our land. And they work with the Fulanis, the Hausa Fulanis. The oil and the destruction is not done in their land. It is done in Biafran land, so they have nothing to lose. So today, our Biafran tradition and our way of life, our generations have all been corrupted and replaced with the plan of the British to hold us down. We have been taught that killing our enemies in defense is sin. And when our enemies kill us, we go to pray and fast. We have also been taught not to complain when our resources are stolen and all our great citizens sent to exile in foreign countries as a security guard, prostitutes, and all manner of rubbish we do in the foreign countries. And at the end, when we wake up from the forced sleep, as we Biafrans all over the world in 2014 has woken up, to take back what belongs to us. They want to stop us. This will never happen. This will never happen. My director,
I agree with you.
I believe you have with all these your daily effort, with all this your daily struggle of making sure that your voice, the voice of Radio Biafra, is coming to our people. I believe you have reproduced a lot of other Nnamdi Kanus around the world. So, the British and the Zulu Muslims, they should know this. They should know this, that it's either Biafra in 2015 or the world will never remain the same. The world will be, the face of the world will be changed by the new Biafran war. It is not a matter of who has the best weapons. It's about truth saving human. It's about truth saving us. The world only superpower, the United States of America, I think the Americans, they can attest to this in Afghanistan and Iraq. They have everything. They have the best weaponry, the best technology, the best defense technology in the world. But at the end, they are on their own in those places. So how can the Zulu stand Biafrans when Biafran really want to reinstate Biafra? I think nobody can stand on our way. It's just that in our midst, we also have a lot of distraction within us, which you have rightly said, like this, your speech 2 days ago said that you were talking about we should know that some people has created something that has created a bad image for Biafra, and we should work every day. That is why we, especially here in China and many other countries, we find it very difficult to conclude our preachings, to win more souls to join the struggle, because they always look at us as, oh, Wazirike men, they have come again. So
yeah, that is the,
we should.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. That is the problem that we're having, this crisis of confidence, because most people who are here, because they are very, very hungry, they think everybody else is hungry. But that is not the case. We are not hungry and can never be. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, if you can hear me, this is Radio Biafra.
It's Amari Obona from Kafanchan.
Go ahead.
Please, I'm not happy with the person that called from Spain and the other person that also called from Norway, saying that Biafrans are backsliding. They don't know the way to put it. Are they trying to discourage other people? Nobody is backsliding. As I, the coordinator, I'm the coordinator of Kafanchan. I know how many people I don't know that used to come to me concerning the issue of Biafra. I know how many people that used to call me from far places concerning the issue of Biafra, telling me that they are in support of whatever they are doing concerning Biafra. So I don't see the reason why somebody will be calling and saying that people are backsliding. That person doesn't know what he's saying. This is my own understanding. He doesn't know what he's saying. Because more people are coming to know the issue of Biafra and where we are heading to. Many people are showing their interest on a daily basis. So why should somebody be saying that people are backsliding? Nobody is backsliding. They don't know what they are saying, honestly speaking. We at home, we know and we understand what we are doing and where we are heading to. So we are fully in support of Biafra. Many people are fully in support of Biafra. Thank you.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Of course, we are. Sometimes we allow people to speak their mind, because some of our people, the reason why when we were preaching Biafra many, many years gone by, we came to Lagos and we went to see them. Sometimes they look at you and they say to themselves, oh, how I wish you are my son, or is my son doing this? And because of that, there is another deadly thing I have discovered about Igbo men. Very, very deadly and dangerous. In very few of them, not in all, in few Igbo men, is greed, envy, and jealousy. You know, this is something that befits the people that used to gossip. Those who gossip a lot, they are prone to envy.
Yes.
They are prone to envy and deceit.
Yes.
And jealousy.
Yes.
Jealousy. When somebody comes, you were not there on the 30th of May. Those that came out, and they are ghosts. Are they ghosts that came out on the 30th of May? We are in over 88 countries of the world. What else do you want us to do? So because of, so why don't you make reference to those coming out every blessed day? Those attending meetings.
I wonder.
You know? I don't know these people. They're very funny.
I think somebody called you from Spain the other time and told you that they got a... Hello?
Yes, I'm listening. Go ahead.
Somebody told you that they have gotten an office from Spain and that there is a football club that want to support Biafran restoration. Is it not an achievement?
The same Spain is saying that people are not coming out.
Somebody is calling also from the same Spain saying that people are backsliding. I can't understand. That is automatically that person doesn't know what he's doing. In fact, did you ask the person whether he belonged to a Biafran family? That is the number one question. Yes. Maybe he doesn't belong to the family and will be claiming that he's preaching this and that. I know how the effort our members are making in Kapanchan. How many people we preach to them concerning Biafra. And many now they have satellites. They are listening. Many Igbo people listen, even non-Igbos, they listen to Radio Biafra via satellite. And somebody will be saying that people are backsliding. Backsliding from where? Backsliding at where?
There is one thing you need to know. Do you know that Israelites were brought out of Egypt by Moses? As he was leading them along the way, some people came to him and said, why did you bring us out of Egypt? Did we ask you to bring us out?
Just imagine.
That is number two. When they sent the spies to go and view the land of Canaan, only two people said, we can take that place. The majority of them said, they are giants. We can't take the place.
Yes. 10 of them.
Now, exactly. Now, listen. Listen very, very carefully, please. Every time you see Biafran people, a majority of Biafran men will always be afraid. Always afraid. Out of every 12 Biafrans, you'll only find two people that believe very strongly with their life. The other 10 will be scared and very afraid. They are cowards. The other 10 will be afraid. Therefore, if you come in a city of 2 million people and you only meet 200 die-hard, that's what I call them, die-hard Biafrans, that city is enough. It's taken. That city is taken. Now, understand this very well. Our fathers went to war and fought the whole world.
Yes.
We fought the whole world for 3 years. Exactly. Therefore, we don't need every Igbo man or woman to come out for us to get Biafra. No, we don't. We don't. That is something most people don't quite understand. Now listen. When we buy our weapons, are we going to get everybody to fight? Not everybody. Very few people will go and do the job. Very few.
Yes.
And Biafra will come.
What is the truth?
Not somebody telling me. I asked him, those of them backsliding, were they converted before they started to backslide?
Oh, before they backslided?
I don't understand it. The same Spain, the first country to get us an office is Spain. I don't understand. Thank you very much. Thank you for calling, my Deborah. Thank you. We have another caller on the line, the caller on Skype. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, Director. Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, my dear brother, please.
Director, good morning from Malaysia.
Good evening.
My name is
Ogudu. Biafraland.
My name is Ogudu Steven Chede. I'm from Umulumbe.
Thank you.
Enugu State, Biafra.
Thank you very much.
Director, I quite agree with the last caller. That our people is not backsliding. From here, Malaysia, I want to tell everybody that Biafra is a spirit. And whenever you see a Biafran, you will know a Biafran. And everybody that hear about Biafra, there is no doubt in them. They will discover that they are Biafran. And they must come out. They are coming out. So I want to use this opportunity to announce our meeting today, because many people are calling us about our meeting. When are we having our meetings here in Pechong, Malaysia? Pechong in Malaysia. And I want to tell them that our meeting is today by 3 o'clock at the Bistro African Restaurant in Putra Padana. So I want to urge everybody to come out today. We have a lot of things to discuss concerning these struggles. And I also want to thank all the Biafrans in Malaysia, most especially our coordinator, Obilo Anthony, and Chris Nwangwa, and many others that are working towards these goals. They are formidable. They are Biafrans. So I want to tell others, those that are sitting behind, watching us, telling us they are, let us move, for us to see where we are going to end. I want to tell them that Biafra is coming. Biafra is no more a joke. Let them come out. If you are a man, if you are a man, don't sit behind and talking rubbish. Try to come to our meetings to know what we are doing in support of this struggle. Biafra is coming. Biafra is real. That is what I want to chip in, my director. Thank you and God bless you. May God be with you forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We also have somebody on the phone. This caller on the phone, please, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Director, good evening. My name is Chukwudi Obiuku. I'm from Okechi, but I reside in South Africa.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah, coordinator of Brapan.
Thank you.
Yeah, director, there is something I want to suggest on this Radio Biafra. It's not all the whole call that you will have to be answering. Like somebody called from Spain, and the person was started listening to Radio Biafra 3 months ago. And there's a people who was listening to Radio Biafra 2 years back, a year back. He just started listening for 3 years, two months, not even 3 months. And he was telling us that Spain is not doing fine. I don't think that guy is a full member of Biafran family in Spain. Or maybe it's for leadership for us to say that the coordinator in Spain is not doing fine. Then let him hand it over to the coordinator. That's what I'm suggesting, because if that person is listening for Radio Biafra, maybe last year or 2 years ago, he can be coming out and telling us that Spain is not doing fine. If we check out the whole world, Biafra, the whole world, he can count Spain 2 or number 3. They're doing fine in all over the world. And somebody came out 3 months back and telling us that Spain is not doing fine because they listened to Radio Biafra 3 months. What is 3 months? 3 months, is it not two days ago? And there's many people listening a year back, 3 years back, and so on and so forth. And somebody else will come here and telling us there's some certain call that somebody came and called, then you have to drop the phone because I don't think the person knows what Radio Biafra is. There are people who support for this Radio Biafra. Somebody who just came out and telling us stories. Maybe he's looking for leadership. Maybe, okay, if you want to give him the leadership, let him be coordinating Spain. Why there are people suffering for that before he just came in? And a lot of things is going to happen on this Biafra if we didn't take time. Because tomorrow now, you can see somebody coming out in South Africa and say, yes, I'm not listening to, I'm starting listening to Radio Biafra. Nobody in South Africa, this and that. Then you have to looking for leadership or something else. Because I know my people. When you are calling them now to come out, they won't come out. Until they see that everything is moving on, you will see them joining. So we like to bring their money out. But now we are moving to streets, preaching Biafra, Biafra, Biafra. Nobody came out. They want them to come and begging them in their houses. We can't beg anyone to come out and join Biafra. Biafra belongs to all of us. If anyone that you are begging to come and join Biafra, watch that person very well. Either he's father from Alpha Fulani people or Yoruba. Thank you, director. That's what I want to say.
Well spoken, my dear brother. Well spoken. This is Radio Biafra. We speak the truth always, regardless of the consequences. That is how the new Biafra is going to look like. We just don't give a damn how many enemies we make. It's irrelevant. As long as the truth is being spoken. Not dancing around issues. This truth. Ezioku. Very simple. I like when many people say, let us see what they are going to do. I love it because we will succeed. The same way we are saying to people today who didn't believe in Biafra, Lekwanya, Rasiani is what we say to you. Can you stop us? The answer is no. All you can do is to gossip. 4 days maximum, your gossip is dead. Indigenous people of Biafra, being powered by Radio Biafra, we continue to march on. Only 4 days. All the rubbish dies down. We continue what we're doing. Please, the caller on Skype, your name and where you are. We are Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
I'm Izuna Christian Mwoke.
Thank you.
Esim Nimo State. Omo Nimo State.
Thank you.
And I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Thank you very much.
Director, the reason why I'm calling, it's all about encouragement. You know, the person closest to you might be the person that will discourage you at the end. But I want to let you know, I want to tell you not to be discouraged. We have started it, and we must get to an end of it.
You see?
So, do not to be discouraged by anybody. Do not be discouraged. Don't think about any discouragement, because whenever you start to think of discouragement, or whenever you start to be having a backsliding mind, when others are having, that means all we have planned has failed. So, Director, the Chukwuabiamah that I used to call each and every minute of the day will save us, and he must see us through. Whatever is the view of any other negative human being shall never prevail over this struggle. Director, we are solidly behind you. You might open this radio or you might start a broadcast. None of us we call. But mind you, many are with you. Director, remember that the Bible says many are called, but few are chosen.
Of course.
Director, you don't need all Biafrans to make Biafra. So, Director, Chukwuabiamah will guide and protect you. Whatever you need in order to achieve this struggle, we are solidly behind you. God bless you, Director. More apples to your grace. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. That is not what frightens us. The only thing I'm afraid of is that Chukwuabiamah will withdraw his grace. As for what any human being can do, that is rubbish to me. It doesn't matter. We march on. We are relentless. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, hello.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
My name is Onye Chukwuezosika, the blessed man. I'm calling from Leeds, United Kingdom.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah, my contribution goes like this. First of all, I want to start thanking you for all the good work. You've been doing a great job for us. All the things you're doing, we are seeing it. Even me, every time, the first day I started listening to the Radio Biafra, I noticed that God is with you. You are the God sent to us. You are not just an ordinary human being. You are an extraordinary human being. I know that. And I'm very, very happy for that. You see, those people, the other guys are called from Spain, saying that maybe some people are backsliding. I don't believe in that. Because I know this Biafra, whoever believes in this particular Biafra we are talking about, that are listening to this new Biafra, if you believe in the truth, you can't go back when you come into this radio Biafra. It's not possible. It's only people who will come and go. But good people will come and stay. That is how it works. That is my contribution. Please, you are doing a good job. And I so much believe, I have confidence in this particular Biafra, and I know that Biafra is coming. I'm from Morel, in Aguataruku Community, Kambra State, in Biafra land.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you. We are indomitable. You know, some people think that for some reason, maybe they get fatigued, they relent. You are mad. Instead, we up the tempo and the volume. It can never go down. If you're doing a very good thing in Biafra, we work with you. If you're a very hungry person, that cannot feed himself or his family, then you're looking for Biafra as a means and a way to feed. I'm sorry, we can't help you. But if you are a Biafran soldier, we will feed you and clothe you. As simple as that. As simple as that. Our work is relentless. We are continuing this very work that Chukwa Biama Chukwo Kike Ekekre Ligwendowo has mandated us to do. The only thing I'm afraid of is that the mercy of God will elude us. But he is eternal. Chukwa Biama is ever merciful. He cannot ask us to come and then let shame befall us. It is impossible. Why did he call us in the first place? Is it not to do this work? Have we failed? The answer is no. Have we done anything against the Spirit of God? The answer is no. Have we failed our country, our beloved Biafra? The answer is no. They can accuse me of being stubborn. I don't look back. I have a one-track mind. But that is how we're able to mobilize our people all over the world. The first time it has ever happened in our history. 30th of May 2014 will live forever. And we are building on it. The next time it will be far more greater than what you saw on the 30th of May. We have a caller. I presume this caller is on Skype. Your name and where you are, please.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening, my dear brother.
This is Onyeka Arinze from calling from Austria.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I come from Akumazu, Mocha.
Thank you.
Director, I want to talk about the caller that called from Spain that said Spain is not doing very well, just like the other caller that commented on that. We have been hearing about Spain and they have been doing so fine and well. So I think the caller is very, very wrong. Rather, he has other motive in mind, just like the last caller said. And in addition to that, you know, on the day we did our own 30th of May rally here in Austria, there was somebody like that also came from the Nigerian embassy here in Austria, coming to tell us that he's supporting us, he's in support of what we are doing, he loves what we are doing and all that. So I told him that it's not possible that he's working for the Nigerian embassy and then coming to join us and telling us he is in support of what we are doing. He wants to see the leader and all of that and all of that just to compromise us. So I think the same thing goes with that scholar that called from Spain. He only wants to pretend he is part of us. He's in support of what we are doing, then just to get his own selfish interest, or he has a secret motive in mind. So apart from that, now in regard to that, we don't want such scholars. We don't want such people. We need people who will encourage us, even though we don't even need as much people as they think. We don't need as much people as that, because even in the Bible, when Joshua was about to go to war when God called Joshua to choose some men and go to fight their enemies, he made thousands or millions as much as he could, but God told him, God himself screened them and then chose just 300 men, and they conquered that war. So we don't need as much as they ask. Those people who are thinking like, without them, this is not going to be possible. They have to sit back or let, they should just sit, they should just sit back and watch us. And by the grace of God, we know that Biafra is coming with even the few men. So just like you always say, those determined and born Biafrans, those are the type of people we need, not people who think they are coming for leader to get a position or to get something out of it, or some people think it's for sharing money or for sharing food or things like that, drinks and all of that. We don't need such people. We need people who are ready to give, not to take. So that is all, Director. Otherwise, thank you very much. And by the special grace of Chukwu Abiyama, we believe and we know that our Biafra is coming. Thank you very much, Director.
Thank you, my dear brother. But they should ask themselves, do you think that ranting and raving can stop Biafra from coming? Do you think that being upset with our style and approach can stop Biafra from coming, the worst thing you can do is to join our enemies, and we kill you if you join them. Very simple. Watch and see what is going to happen. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, hello.
The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah.
You are not serious. When you are, we shall know. This is Radio Biafra. We don't like people with a very laid-back attitude. Your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, my name is Brian Ndoba. I'm calling from Ireland.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, director, I want to know why I didn't hear Barrister Mambezi's voice this evening.
Barrister has been finding it very difficult connecting to us. And as we are speaking now, I am in the process of trying to send him a secure line with which he can reach me on. That is exactly what I'm doing now. I don't know if the barrister is listening. In fact, you have saved me quite a lot. I can give out the number. Like I'm telling you, I have been struggling. I don't know what to do. I can give out the number live on air. If the barrister, the very member is listening, please. You know, when I say 090, some people start saying something else that I confuse somebody. This is for Barrister Mambezi, please, not for any other person. Stay where you are, Brown. Please, if barrister is listening, I have been struggling trying to juggle one or two things here. But calls won't let me to send this via message to the barrister. The number is +234 909 542 2318. I repeat, +234 909 542 2318. I repeat, +234 909 542 2318. Number for Barrister Mambezi to get through to me, please.
All right. Yeah, and the from what I heard, you know, some people can come on the air and start making some nonsense statement. That guy made a very big mistake. You know, he wanted to use something, a word differently, but he made a mistake by using backsliding. You know, some time ago, somebody called you in the morning here from Ireland, and he said he is behind you. That guy hasn't come to our meeting. Even the simplest amount of money we contributed, he never contributed. And he said, we are behind you. So sometimes you don't misquote people anywhere, because there are fools among us here too much in Ireland. When we wanted to do our memorial, a lot of them, Igbo people, they came around, they were buying T-shirts with 10 euros. Do you know how much I contributed in that ceremony? Very huge amount of money. But there are many fools among us. We have to say it. You know, that guy made a very big mistake by using backsliding. You know, that is what I believe. But let us not crucify him. He might be a good Biafra. You know, that is my contribution this evening. Now they keep on keeping on. God will bless you and give you the strength to go ahead with this fight. Please, be careful. I have to send my greetings to all the indigenous people of Biafra and my Ebo coordinator, Peter Uze, and Uchono, my PRO, and other members, Mbaku and Co. Thank you, and God bless you, all Biafra. Good night.
Thank you very much, Brown. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. This is the problem. I said I've been struggling to text the number to barrister. I have announced the number on the air, and people are calling that number now. Oh, my goodness me. Oh, dear Lord. Can you hear me, the caller on the phone? Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. I am waiting for the very eminent barrister to try and join me on the number and the line which I provided. Please, as soon as the barrister calls, I will be able to take his call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? They're not serious, are they? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I have a caller on Skype, can you hear me? The is ticking, the clock is ticking. They cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. We said we're going to run this program for only 2 hours. But we are continuing because calls are coming and we have to take it. Your name and where you are, please, the caller on the phone. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is what we're saying. They're having fun. And this is the number I announced for Barrister. And immediately some Yoruba boys in Spain have jumped onto it to try and clog it up. That was exactly... Anyway, it's like monkeys jumping from one branch of the tree to another. Anytime you announce a number, they bounce there because they're monkeys. They don't quite know anything at all. You have to try and forgive them sometimes. People from this part of the world, this is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra, for goodness sake. Not your average radio station. We are exceptional because here we speak the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. If you don't like it, you can take a hike. We don't care. We just don't give a damn. All those we care about are those touched in the spirit by Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
On the Skype?
No. Very shaky. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, Director.
Yes, please. Your name and where you're calling from?
Yes, Director. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal. I'm Uguchukwu by name. I'm from Imo State, Amere.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yes, Director. I just want to call you and say, may God bless you and all the people that we see over there. In Jesus' name.
You say?
Yes, Director. Once again, I want to tell that some people don't understand what you are saying. They don't understand, but I believe some Muslim or some Muslim, they will understand because then we thinking that we are joking or whatever. But however it is, I believe that Boko Haram have come for us. Maybe they have killed all our poor in the north. They could be find us again in the north. They come over it to finish us. They can't understand now, but after they will understand. So keep it on preaching. Okay, sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. Let us keep prevaricating as our enemies keep circulating. Try to take us out of circulation. Out of circulation. We can't allow that to happen. We can't allow it to happen. This is Radio Biafra after all. And we are exceptionally formidable. We are formidable. Very, very formidable. We march on regardless. We are relentless. Relentless is the watchword. Relentless. We go on. We go on to do what we are supposed to do because this is Radio Biafra. This is Radio Biafra. Believe you me. We are different from other people. Very, very different. I am struggling to go, hold our, I don't know what is wrong with Skype this evening. It holds and then it falls. Maybe under the weight of people calling. I don't quite understand it. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah. My name is Ojaka Buago. I'm calling from Bangkok, Thailand. I'm from Rift.
Thank you very much. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Director, I want to thank you very much for everything that you are doing. And please, I don't want to contribute anything like I used to say. I always like to remind our people, please, do we all remember the stage we are into? I would like everybody, please, to hurry up because we have no time. Delay is very, very dangerous. Let everybody, please, hurry up and contribute so that we can do this thing once and for all. Because there is no time. Director, I don't want to say anything more. I don't want to contribute anything because I'm only focusing on agreement. Our agreement is second stage and now we want everybody to contribute and do this thing so that everything will be working accordingly. Thank you very much. And I am thanking you for everything. Thank everybody that is supporting you and thank all the whole Biafrans all over the world. And everybody who is in this struggle. And I believe that as soon as possible, as planned, that this Biafran will be for us. As I pray, in the name of God, I pray. Amen.
And amen, thank and you amen. All. Chukwa Biama, in his name we pray. In his name we pray.
Amen.
Thank you
amen.
Very much. Thank
amen.
You.
Amen. Yeah, thank you.
This is Radio Biafra, as we promised earlier, and informed you, the program will not be able to continue till 10 p.m. because there is a very critical meeting I must attend. Very, very critical this very night. And we reconvene again. We continue again tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. in the morning. Radio Biafra will, as always, come to you live and direct. We thank each and every one of you, all of you that participated in our program this very evening. We pray that Chukwa Biama will continue to enrich each and every one of you. And to ensure that this Biafra comes, we must apply ourselves, as our brother said, and understand that this is phase two, second phase of our three-phase approach towards the restoration of our country. We have done something very, very critical. We have weeded out everybody that we know is capable of causing us harm in the future. We are now set in truth and honesty to go and do battle with our enemies. Those of them who are within, they are out. Those of them who are out, that share our views and our thoughts, they are in. And the battle has commenced. We thank each and every one of you very much. We remind you once again that this Biafra we talk about all the time is our religion. And on this very platform, Radio Biafra is where we worship, because Chukwa Biama is God. He will guide, bless, protect, and nurture each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, this same God will bless Biafra. Thank you very much, and good night from your very capital city, Enugu, here in Biafra land.